My name's Yolanda Lines, and I play a widow in the new Black Widow movie. Hmm. Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what can I say about it? I'm the one that comes through the ceiling, crashing through the ceiling. Yeah, and you'll see me in the red room.
Yeah. Hi, and welcome to the VFX Artist Podcast. And today's episode, I have my good friend and actress, Yolanda Lines. During today's discussion, I'm looking to find out more about Yolanda's role and involvement in the new Black Widow movie, as well as to learn more about Yolanda's journey as an actress. Hope you enjoy the show. Yeah, welcome to the show. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm so excited for my mum to see it. I know I have a really small role, but still, it's going to be exciting for her to see it.
Has she not seen it yet?
No, not yet. Today is going to be the first day, so we're going to go after our meeting. Yeah,
like you're doing the rounds, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I'm so excited. I've been wanting you on the podcast for a while, but this is the right time because.
Yeah, I can finally talk about things now. So.
Yeah. 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 Anyway, but yeah, how are you feeling about it? Oh, you must be. I mean, has it sunk in yet? Like.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, we filmed this like almost 2 years ago. I guess it is two years ago since we first started filming. So like first started filming, I think, in May 2019.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we expected it to be out last year. And obviously it got pushed back because of COVID.
Yeah.
So it's weird because you spend like such a large chunk of your life doing something and then you have to wait for so long before it's out and you have to wait for so long before you can even tell anyone that you're in it as well. So like it was quite funny because my stepdad was like the whole time I was filming, he was like, oh, have you been busy lately? And I didn't want to tell him anything. So I was like, you know, bits and bobs. And he was like, yes, the acting world is a difficult one sometimes, you know. And I was like, yeah. And secretly I'm like playing a widow in a Marvel movie and I'm not able to tell him.
Yeah.
But now he knows and
But before we get carried away, could you do the honors and tell us who you are and what you do and what your involvement was in Black Widow?
Yeah, cool. So my name's Yolanda Lines and I play a widow in the new Black Widow movie. Hmm. Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what can I say about it? I'm the one that comes through the ceiling, crashing through the ceiling.
Yeah,
and you'll see me in the red room.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because we watched it. What?
Yeah, it was cool to watch it with you in the cinema.
Yeah, the day after it came out, and I really liked it. I don't want to, no spoilers. I'll leave people to watch it. Yeah, but I'm just curious about how it came about, like contract wise, and like what you had to do to get the role.
So it was my agent that got in touch and said that I had an audition. And at the time, I didn't know what I was auditioning for because it was like all top secret. And luckily, my brothers are like massive Marvel fans because I knew it was Marvel, but I just didn't know what production it was going to be. And I said to my little brothers, I was like, I have an audition, but I don't know what it's for. Mm. And I don't know what the production is. And my one brother was like searching the internet like mad and figured out that it must be Black Widow. Mm. So he was like, if you're going to do this script, because I had to do a self-tape audition. Yeah. And he said, if you're going to do this script, you need to do it in multiple languages as well to make sure that you you're like an assassin spy that can speak other languages.
Yeah.
So I did my audition in English, Italian, French and Russian. I think I chose 4 in total, and I did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I read it in different languages.
Yeah.
And then I also sent like my action reel and any fight scenes that I'd done and any gun, like weapons handling. So I sent it all together. And then I got called in for like a live audition. Yeah. And I went there and there was so many amazing girls in one room. Mm-hmm. It was really inspiring to see so much talent in one room and like so much girl power in one room. I think it was like my favorite day.
Yeah.
At the time, it was the best day of my life.
Yeah.
Because I was like, this is so exciting. Mm-hmm. And we got to do the script again with the director, Kate Shortland, who's amazing. And read some dialogue with her. And then there was a dance audition. And then there was a little fight scene audition, which it was James Young who was doing, like, teaching us choreo, and then we'd have to then perform the little fight scene that we'd learned, and then did some pad work with Troy, guy. He's amazing with weapons and guns, Troy Milanov. So we did pad work with him, and then I got asked to do some wire work, and that was when I got asked to do the actual movement of coming down through the ceiling.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting because I'd never met Shayna West before, who's known as the Sam Rider online. Yeah. I'd never met her before, but I was always following her because I thought she's amazing. And it just so happened that on that day that we ended up being partners in everything. Like, we were partners in the dance audition, then we were partnered in the fight scene, and then they chose us both together to do the wire work together. And from then on, we were like this dynamic duo. Like, we were always partnered because we got chosen to then do that
wire
work together in the film.
Yeah.
And then after Black Widow, we got chosen to do a music video fight scene. And then we got asked to do the PlayStation commercial together as well. So, like, we've been, like, inseparable since then. And I love working with Shayna. She's amazing.
Yeah.
But, that's how I got the job, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was the music video, is it related to Black Widow? Was
that separate? No, it was completely separate.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They just wanted two girls who were having a...
Yeah,
do a fight scene together. Yeah. And it was weird because before we'd been like partners in crime, but for that music video we were like fighting one another.
I was surprised about the PlayStation video when it came out. It's amazing because I remember you were, I don't know if I'm allowed to say, but I think you were, anyway, you were out of the country, but you couldn't say what you were working on. But then I figured maybe that was what you were working on.
So we did that one in South Africa, and that was so fun. Because, well, as you know, we got to like play out all of these PlayStation games in real life, and it was amazing. It was really like such an amazing job. And again, I was really lucky that I was doing more wire work, which I really loved. And it was directed by Paul W.S. Anderson. So he directed the Resident Evil movies, and his daughter plays young Natasha in Black Widow. So there was like a little Black Widow connection. That commercial. But so fun. Had the best time filming that. And I absolutely loved filming Call of Duty. That was my favorite one, I think. Just being in that outfit was like so cool. I'm terrible at Call of Duty though. Do you play it?
I don't know, not at all. I don't actually play games.
I get so scared when I play Call of Duty because I'm like, I feel like I take it too seriously, and I'm like, I'm like really on edge. I don't think it's helping you for me. But no, good game. Good game to play in
real life.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, hold on. Can you tell us a bit about your acting journey, and as in like when it started and where the passion came from?
Yeah. So, I did join, like, when I was a child, I joined this local amateur dramatic group where we'd put on plays and things like that. It wasn't like a drama school or a serious drama school, because I grew up in the middle of nowhere and there wasn't really, I grew up in Shropshire and there wasn't much going on in terms of theatre. Well, there is, but, you know, it's not like living in London. In the valleys of Wales, there was this amateur dramatic group, which I joined, and we did like little theatre shows and little musicals and things like that. And so that was probably where the acting side really, where I first started acting, I'd say. But also, I think as a child, I always put on shows and stuff with my cousins, and we'd always like charge our parents to come in. We'd make little tickets for them, and they'd have to come in, give me their ticket at the door. I'd show them their seat on the sofa, and then we'd put on a show for them. So it did probably start younger. I mustn't forget about those very epic performances. Where did it go from there? So I'd also done ballet and martial arts as a child. My stepdad was obsessed with Bruce Lee and got me obsessed with Bruce Lee as well. So they were like my favorite films as a small child. And then I guess, long story short, also I used to make my own films. These films are hilarious. Like, I've still got them. Yeah. So me, my brother and our friends, we had a little Sony like video camcorder thing, and we would make our own like fight scenes and like really bad films. They're not great, but looking back, they're hilarious. And like we'd have our own costumes, and I played like an evil doctor called Dr. Robert, and I had like a doctor's outfit, and I wore, I don't know why I had to wear like black lipstick, and I was just a villain in the film. And I ended up in jail in that little movie, but we made a trilogy. So I think I've been like enjoying the filmmaking process for a long time. And then as I got older, I went to London and I got an agent, and like the rest is history. The passion started young, I think.
You mentioned about the role of Black Widow coming through your agent, so I'm just wondering how does one go about finding the right agent or agency?
And so I think it depends obviously what country you're based in. I can only really advise you on how it works in the UK, because I've not got an agent abroad or anything. But I had headshots taken and I made a showreel by making short films and stuff with friends. So I had headshots, I had a showreel, and I had a few credits from these short films and things that I'd made. And I applied to Spotlight, which is basically, it's like the hub of casting. So performers are on Spotlight, casting agents are on Spotlight, casting directors are on Spotlight, and acting agents are on Spotlight. So there's three types of people on there. And so what happens is you would be connected to your agent, and then your agent submits you to Spotlight. So Spotlight's really important. And once I was on Spotlight, then I applied to agencies and wrote to them and sent my photos, my reel, and told them I'm on Spotlight. And then one agent contacted me back and accepted me and sent me to my first audition, which was for a commercial. And I was so nervous to go to my first audition. I don't know why. I was like, I'd hyped it up so much, because I'm from like this tiny village of like 2,000 people, and then suddenly I'm in London and I'm going to an audition. So I was really nervous on the day, and I was like outside the audition, and I was like, I'm not going to go. I don't think I should go. I'm just going to make a fool of myself. Why am I going? Why am I doing this? Who do I think I am? As if I can do this. Like, I doubted myself so much.
Yeah.
And then I called my partner, David, to, you know, and I said, I can't do it. I'm just going to embarrass myself. And he was like, no, you have to do it. He said, what's the worst that could happen? They'll say no. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, they might say no. And he's like, they say no all the time. That's normal. Just go and do it. And I was like, okay, fine. And then I did it. And then I got the job. Yeah. And I was like,
oh,
that's easy. And I realized that a lot of the time you hype things up so much in your head when you really don't need to. Yeah. And it's not necessarily always about your own performance. Like, I've done auditions before where I've thought, wow, I did a really good job and I delivered this really well, but not got the job because I'm not what they're looking for. So it's almost like a raffle or like a lottery sometimes. And sometimes you are what they're looking for and sometimes you're not. And that's okay. It doesn't really matter. But you just got to keep going and keep practicing.
Yeah. Big question, but what do you think aspiring actors and actresses need to do to get noticed?
Oh, I would love to know. I think a really important thing is to keep your headshots up to date, because you need to be sending a clear image of what you actually look like.
Okay.
You know, if you've just dyed your hair a completely different color or cut your hair really short and you don't look like that anymore, then I think I had a friend who got asked to go and audition something and his headshot, he had this massive beard.
Right, yeah.
And then when he went for the audition, he'd shaved it off.
Right.
And they were like, where's the beard? And and I think he got in trouble. And they were like, we wanted that. That's why
exactly,
we wanted it. And I think that was a commercial for like a shaving brand.
Right,
so like they needed that beard and they needed a real one. So I think it's important to have to look like if your headshots are like 20 years old, then and they're looking, you know, they're looking to see, say they need someone to play a mum, and your headshots are 20 years old and you look far too young, then you're going to miss out on that opportunity of playing the mum because you don't look old enough to be a mum yet. Maybe your headshots are from when you're 6 years old and they just don't represent you well.
So
good headshot and an up-to-date showreel, I think, is really important. And also making your own content really, really helps because what people see you as is what you're probably likely to get hired as. So if I've never done any kind of action or anything with weapons or anything like that, maybe I wouldn't have got this role because no one would know if I'm capable of doing it. And same goes for acting. Or maybe if you speak another language, it might be worth doing a small scene speaking that language to show that you can do that.
Sure.
And then when they think, oh, we need someone who can speak French, then they'll be like, oh, this person can, I can see it on their level. So like just keeping your content up to date, I think is really important. That's my advice. I need to take my own advice more.
No, I mean, you and David, I mean, you guys are non-stop, you're always working.
I'm writing a script at the moment.
Oh, really?
A short film, which maybe. I don't want to say too much about
this.
This will be
your second short film, or just...
Of this kind of scale, because we've done other little short, very small things, and then we did like the big short film. Which was chaos because we had a lot of people involved, whereas this one is more, the storyline is very small between two people, so it should be a lot easier to like yeah. organize and deliver yeah. well. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Do you think, have you always been interested in directing, or is it something that you're picking up with the more you act?
Yeah, I think this one that I'm writing at the moment, mm-hmm. I would like to co-direct. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I want to direct it completely, mm-hmm. because if I'm in the scene, I don't know. Like,
yeah, of course.
I mean, I'm going to have trouble doing everything. And also, I'd like to work with more female directors.
Yeah,
but I think it is important because, as you know, like, so many stories are told through, like, the male gaze.
Yeah.
I think it's important for women to be behind the scenes, writing, directing, mm-hmm. and telling these stories, which are from a different perspective. Yeah. Which is what I love about Black Widow as well, because mm-hmm. even though it's a fantasy film, it does, like, you know, it's fictional, yeah. but it does touch on some really yeah. important topics, which yeah, without definitely. Giving away
mm-hmm. yeah.
the story, but, like, yeah. you know, topics such as the trafficking of women mm-hmm. and children, and, like, how a lot of the time women do not have yeah. choices. Mm-hmm. And they're not able to make their own choices. Like, there's a lot of women around the world who are not able to make their own choices because they're, like, oppressed. So I think that's a really important topic to talk about and to shed the light on, which is, and it was amazing to work with, to work under Kate Shortland, the director, mm-hmm. because she was so inspiring. One, because she was so, like, passionate about the story that she was telling, mm-hmm. and two, because seeing a female lead this whole crew of like a lot of men was really inspiring to watch, because you know, sometimes I've doubted myself, like, oh, would I be able to do something like that, mm-hmm. But it's inspired me to make this short film, so
looking forward to it. I've got two questions in one. I'm just wondering, do you think it's necessary or essential for actors and actresses to go to Hollywood during their careers? And if so, at what stage? Or do you think there's enough credit in the UK to warrant not needing to go to Hollywood?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I think do what makes you happy in life.
Right.
Because, you know, some actors might just love working in the West End.
Yeah.
And that might be their dream, and that might be what makes them happy. Maybe they've got family here as well and they don't want to go abroad.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't want to be in a Hollywood film. So if they're happy and working in theatre or working in the UK, then if they're happy, that's their ultimate goal is to be happy, isn't it?
Same,
like, if someone was working in making indie films, short films in Italy or somewhere, and that's what makes them happy, then do that. Like, do whatever makes you happy. For some people, going to Hollywood is the ultimate goal, and for sure, if that makes you happy, do that as well. Like, I think everyone's journey is really different,
mm-hmm.
and it's not like there's this one set way of how it works,
mm-hmm.
because I think everybody who I've spoken to in the industry has had a really different way of how they got into it, and what started it for them, and the projects that they've worked on. It's really varied, so sure, like, Hollywood is an option, but if you don't want to go there, that's fine as well. Like, go wherever your heart takes you, basically.
I think
although I would love to go. I don't have the visa yet. I don't have an O-1 visa, but it would be amazing to do some work in America. What did you think of Black Widow? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I did enjoy it. Especially based on the topic that you've mentioned, which came across by just watching it. of women being oppressed and like abused and all of that stuff. So it came across naturally without needing for it to be explained.
Which is
really good, I think.
Yeah, I thought that was amazing. My little brother said the same. Mm-hmm. That it wasn't like overly mm-hmm. like explained to us, but it was always just the underlying tone of the film, which was important. It was very artistically done.
Do you enjoy a specific genre of movie when you're being cast as an actress, or do you not really mind?
My dream role, mm-hmm. I love, have you watched Homeland?
Yeah.
So Claire Danes, mm-hmm. who plays Carrie Mathison in Homeland, mm-hmm. her role I think is incredible because she's really raw, she's really real, mm-hmm. she's like, she doesn't have like any vanity or an ego, she's just driven for the cause, and she's like a strong female in a very male dominated environment again, and she trusts her gut and she makes decisions which people won't at the time understand, but she knows are for the greater good, and she makes mistakes, but she's forgivable, like she's very human and raw, and that is like, that type of role is my dream kind of role, because it's got the drama and it's got the action, and she's not cheesy, she's just like, love that show. I'm obsessed with Homeland. I've watched it so many times, and that's something I'll watch like anytime. And I love the Bourne trilogy. Those types of films, like these really gritty films where you have to try and figure it out, and it makes the audience try and figure it out, and it's not like obvious, like you don't know where it's going, you're just like trying to films where they don't assume that the audience is dumb, like that makes them really try to figure out what's going on. I really love those films, but I've always loved to be like a spy secret agent. Like when I was a child, I can't believe I'm saying this. When I was a child, I used to hide in the boot of my mum's car while it was parked outside our house. And I'd have my notepad and my binoculars, and I would be spying on the neighbors through the back of the car and writing notes about them, like saying who they are, what they're wearing, where they went, what house they went to, the number plates. I'd write everything down. And there was no real story to get, but I was playing, I was called myself Harriet the Spy after this film about a girl called Harriet the Spy. So yeah, I love like spy films and detective films.
Started early.
I think I was method acting for a film that I wasn't even in. They're my dream roles.
Just out of curiosity, as a general question, how do actors determine their worth, or who decides how much an actor should be paid, and what's the wage based on? Is that based on experience, or?
I guess it depends on. I think it depends on like what's fair as well, because like. For example, I've made passion projects in the past with friends before, where we've literally had no budget, but we've just wanted to tell a story, and we've wanted to work together, and we've wanted to collaborate, and just wanted to be creative. But if there's a budget available, then I think people should be paid, and it should be fair and relative to the budget and the project. And also, like, when you apply for roles, a lot of the time you do know, like a brief will come in, and it'll explain what the film role is, and it'll explain like the fee and how long you'd be filming for, So if you're not happy with it, then I guess don't apply.
Yeah.
But if you're happy to accept it and like apply for that role, then or if you want to negotiate, then that's up to you. But I think I'm more interested in doing things that are like good quality and that would be like a good story, and I'm more excited about taking on like a drama role or whatever than looking at the fee and you're thinking, oh no, that doesn't pay enough, I'm not gonna do it. I wouldn't be like that. Like I think even after Black Widow, a friend of mine, John McDonald, who stunt doubled Red Guardian, he asked me if I'd be willing to do a little short film with him. And I knew it was a passion project for him. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. Because I loved the script that he wrote. It was funny and it was like, just a good, fun script.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be nice to like get the team back together again because he had Florian Robin on the flow on the like directing and co-directing and as a camera operator, and like there was a few of us who'd worked on Black Widow, so it was nice to just have like a little reunion and do that little short film so I just did that more out of passion than it's not like I was being paid Marvel rates. It was just something that I wanted to do with friends. So I think everyone's just got to make their own decisions. Obviously, if you're like the lead actor in this Hollywood film and they asked you to do it for free, then that would not be fair, because if everyone else is getting paid, then you should be as well.
Yeah.
But every situation is very different. So it's more just about judging what's fair and what's right. And
Yeah, I wanted to understand how it works. Just because, like, for me as a VFX artist or like VFX artist, we, like, as a freelancer, have like a daily rate. And like, full timers have their wages are
pretty standard.
Preset based on experience. So I just wanted to find out if it was similar to you guys.
Yeah, also like there's the union equity, which advises like minimum daily rates. You know, if there is a budget available for the project, then you should be paid. If it's just a passion project with friends, then that's your call and you can decide what you want to do. But, you know, if it's like a big film and they're monetizing it and everything, then it needs to be fair. And so for me, it's just reflective on what the project is and what the budget is. And that's how I tend to navigate
the
situation. And also my agent is like very good
at
just handling all that side for me. Obviously, I'm in the know, but she's more... she will help me to navigate that, and that's what a good agent is there for as well, to help you with all of these things and these decisions and maybe negotiate things for you.
Coming back to Black Widow, what were your memorable moments on the show?
So many, because even though you watch the film, when you know you won't see me a lot, I have a very small role, but we were there for a long time and we were training as well. We had, so one thing that I really loved was the Widow boot camp. So we had a Widow camp at the start where we were trained.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was so fun. And they had like military guys in who taught us how to like, you know, take the weapons apart and blindfold. So they'd like blindfold us, spin us around, make us run down like the end of the room, take the gun apart, put it back together while they're like banging a drum next to your head to make noise and distract you, put it back together, then run back and then pass it to the next person who had to then run down, do the same thing. That was really fun. And just all the training, I think, was really, really fun, because Kate, the director, said that she wanted us to not really be acting, because she wanted us to be like we are genuinely trained assassins.
Yeah.
So she wanted us to just be very natural in our roles. So that's why she put us through this Widow boot camp. And it was really fun, like the things that we did, the things that we talked about. They taught us about like the values of a soldier and you like having integrity and all of these things, teamwork and all of that. Yeah. And that was really quite special. And it was really nice, like bonding time with the widow.
Yeah.
Made friends for life and we're still in close contact and we still have our widow WhatsApp group. And So I think like making all these friends and working with the team and with the stunt team and that was probably my favorite part.
Was all this training at Pinewood Studios?
Yes, so our training was at Pinewood. Yeah. I filmed at Pinewood and I filmed on location in the UK. And then some widows also went to, so I'm in the Budapest scene, but I did actually film that at Pinewood because I did the indoor element of that. Yes, so one set. Yeah. And then some widows were in Morocco and Budapest.
Yeah, people will get it when they watch it.
Budapest. So went to a few places. It was good.
Yeah. My last two questions is, what advice would you give to anyone aspiring to be an actor or an actress?
I would advise that you really think about the types of roles that you want to play and make, if you're going to do a showreel piece, maybe make that showreel piece in the character that you're most destined and most wanting to play. So, because you'll often get cast based on things they've seen you do before. So that's one piece of advice. And also to just not doubt yourself. Mm-hmm. The Black Widow audition, I was really nervous beforehand. The day before, I was like, what are they gonna ask me to do? What if I can't do something that they asked me to do? Like, I thought about all these things and then I just thought, no, I have to just go. And I ended up having the best day. That audition was so fun. It was like almost 2 hours maybe of just having fun and doing all these amazing things, and I loved it. So just don't doubt yourself, turn up and do it, and go to the audition, go to do the job, go to whatever it is, the acting class, or just show up and do it, make friends and enjoy yourself and have fun and make friends.
What's next for you? That's if you can say. I know you already mentioned you have your audition.
Yeah, I recently auditioned for something, but I'm not sure if I'm going to get it. But I really enjoyed doing the audition. Really enjoyed the audition. Who knows? I'm just training as much as I can. Training as much as I can and auditioning at the moment. So right now I'm not filming. I'm just training and auditioning. So we'll see.
Amazing.
And my short film that I'm making as well. So that's
of course. Awesome. So thank you so much for sharing your
advice. For having me, and thanks for coming to the cinema.
It was fun. It was great.